Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, yes, it is Monday. It is the beginning of the week. How are you guys doing? How are you guys? Ladies and gentlemen, let me be gender fluid, I guess. Is that the word? Gender fluid. Anyway, shout out to everyone that is beginning the week on a positive note. Hopefully everyone that has a case of the Mondays, hopefully you listen to the show for the next 2 hours. You're going to go right up into Tuesday feeling great, feeling good. Again, good evening to you, old school Monday, Don Fleming. And yes, I have my partner, Bordell Potts Jr., of course, Solar Royalty, hanging out with me at the beginning of the show. What's up, Wardell?
Well, what's the word? What's going on, my brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. How was your weekend?
It was great. I took off the whole weekend. So I was able to enjoy, you know, spend time with my wife and without being in a rush. And, you know, always, that's the thing. I mean, you know, I always have something to do. I always got something to do, and you don't have, but you forget about the things that are important because you're so busy doing everything else. And so I'm glad that, you know, I took the time off and I spent time with her.
There you go. That's what it's about, man. Just recharge. I know you got your daily duties and things like that, but every now and then you got to have a level of a moment to yourself and a moment to your family to just kind of have that balance. And I'm going through that right now because, again, my wife is, you know, my wife is taking care, you know, of her sister and you know, the new baby and everything. So, yes, she had a healthy baby boy. So shout out to my wife and my sister-in-law. Yeah, so she's up there for the next probably 6 to 8 weeks, so kind of adjusting. So, yeah, you know, and when she gets back, I'm going to give her a big hug. But, yeah, man, it's about definitely about family, definitely about, you know, having some time to yourself, definitely, but definitely cherishing those moments with your family because you can never get them back. So I just wanted to, on that note, but no, man, seriously, I just wanted to holler at you, man. Again, thank you guys for listening. I do this every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's pretty much like Thursday. I'm playing old school R&B, old school funk, and old school soul. And hopefully you guys get a chance to listen and learn and like it. For all those who are in the Facebook page, make sure you tell a friend on Solar Records Radio to like that page. Tell their friend to like that page. Tell a friend's friend. You know how it goes. And also, you can go to Wordell Potts Jr. or go to SolarRecordsRadio.com and get some cool merchandise, man. Solar Records Radio merchandise. The hat, mug, what else, man? Shirts, masks.
Yeah. You can buy some of the, you know, music as well. And so, yeah, we have, and you can donate to the show.
Yeah, talk a little bit about purchasing music, man, because you got Dynasty, you know, ABC Records. Shout out to them. You guys got a new single out, and it's on the charts, man. For all of those who are listening right now who are new to the show, can you talk a little bit about the song that's out now? And I might hook that up later on, you know, but talk to the people about it.
Okay, so yeah, so Dynasty, you know, we haven't had a record out in 33 years. And, well, you know, I mean, in terms of all of the original members. And so we decided to come together and to do that. And so we did. Ricky Freeze, with Morris Day and Time, was our keyboard player with Dynasty. And, and so ever since we, you know, stopped doing music together, Ricky Freeze went on to be with the Time. And so, but we were still brothers, and he still wanted to throw down brothers that did all the stuff with, you know, us at Solar Records. And so I told Ricky what we were trying to do. And so, and Ricky was like, yeah, let's do it, you know. And so so we all started writing, and so he came up with a couple of songs that the record company really liked a lot. And so that's what you got. Now we have the song, it's called I Can Tell, and we have it on digital, so you can download it if you want, or you can get it on a 45. So we're going to take you back, you know. So you got it, and it's a double single. So you got an A side and a B side, two different songs. So, you know, check it out. You can, I think you'll enjoy it. And I just heard a DJ overseas say, wow, Dynasty hasn't had anything out for a long time, and they are back. I can't believe it. And he said, guess what? I like the song. And I think you do too. And because it's going up the charts. And so we're really blessed and stuff. So if you guys are interested in purchasing the song, you can go to AustinBoogieCrew.com. AustinBoogieCrew.com. Like Austin, Texas. AustinBoogieCrew.com. And you can download the digital, or you can buy, you know, the 45, or you can buy the gift pack. We have a gift pack with all kind of stuff about, you know, Dynasty, just little things and shirts and, you know, and the music. So it's up to you, whatever floats your boat. We appreciate you
very much. Hey, man, we appreciate all of those who are listening, all of those who are contributing to the show and donating to the show. You can also go on the Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, one big word, and donate whatever. Every little bit helps. We want to make every show better than the last one. And, again, we got some big things coming up in 22. I am so excited, and I'm gonna try to make things happen, Wardell. We're both together in this, man. We're the I'm your yin and you're my yang, I guess. Can you say that? Yeah, yin and yang. So, but no, man. We got music on the way. We got some Grace Jones on the way. We got some Musical Youth on the way, and we got some SOS Band on the way. But I want to do something, man, because I was always intrigued. I don't know just to say about the politics of Solar Records, but I want to play a couple of songs back to back, the same title, the same song, but different groups did it. So, and I know we kind of talk a little bit about Solar Records on Friday. We want to remind everybody, kicking off the Solar Weekend every Friday. I know I'm jumping the gun. From 3 to 5 p.m., we celebrate the legacy, the artists, the music, all that good stuff. But I'm going to play a little Solar block here. I want to start the show off with a couple of songs. Man, Dynasty, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me on this. On the second Adventure album, you had a version. You had your version of "Here I Am." Was that the second Adventure?
Yes.
Okay. And Midnight Star had a version on their, if I'm not mistaken, "Standing Together" from 1981. So both songs came out, if I'm not mistaken, in 1981. I want to play both songs. I want to play both versions. It's not about a competition, but before I do that, man, talk about the making of that song and Dynasty's version, and because it is different, but it's kind of the same, but it's their own. It's Midnight Star's flavor versus Dynasty's flavor. And I, you know, with Linda and Niger, of course, Belinda Lipscomb with Midnight Star, there's that beautiful tonality, man. Talk a little about Dynasty and your version of "Here I Am."
Well, so first of all, Dynasty is doing, that's a Midnight Star song. They wrote the song, and it was turned, you know, into Dynasty as a possible cover. And so we said, yes, we love it and we want it. And so we did it. And so then I guess later, you know, they loved it so much, they decided, you know, we're going to put it out too. It's their song, so they could do it. You know, we were on the same label, so I guess they approved it that they could put it on their own album because they sounded good doing it as well. I'm sorry. They sounded good doing it as well. So, you know, so it's just, you know, it's the strangest thing because it would be like Dynasty doing "And the Beat Goes On," "It's a Love Thing," "In the Raw," you know, all those songs by the Whispers, "Emergency," all those up-tempo songs that we did on them, and say, okay, now we did that on the Whispers, now we're going to do it on us too. That is kind of weird that, you know, for us to have done that, because that would take away, you know, kind of like, so it was kind of weird that Midnight Star did it. But I don't hold anything against it. It's just a little weird. But, you know, because I think
it's just a little weird.
Yeah, but I don't think you should give it up if you want it. You know, it's like give it, you know, saying you break it up with a girl and saying, yeah, go on, I don't care. Then she gets with somebody and then all of a sudden you want her back. Hey, hold on. You broke up with her. Now she's mine. So, you know, the song is really belongs to Dynasty. We put a lot of promotion and stuff behind it. And so they made money off of that. And so then they decided to do it again. And so they could make some more money off of it. So that's how that happened. And like I said, it's their song. It's their song. And they could do whatever they want to do with it. And they are good. They are extreme. They're one of my favorite groups. because they
I love it. Go ahead. I love it. I love both versions. Like I said, picking a version that's better is like picking your favorite finger. So without without further ado, we're gonna go ahead and start off this block. Give you a classic. Of course, this is Midnight Stars version of Here I Am. Then we got Dynasty's version coming up next. You guys keep it locked. We're going to talk a little bit about it after the break. But keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Thank you.
Solo. I mean, he started in the beginning of the song. He was letting us know that this is my song.
That's Ernie. Ernie's hands are like manna from heaven as far as his guitar skills, man. Just amazing. I can listen to Ernie Isley all day as far as his guitar riffs, man. Like this version. Yeah. And of course, Who's That Lady? By the way, that was from 1972. That was music from the Isley Brothers. That was Summer Breeze. And again, man, Ernie was the man. You got Hendrix and somewhere Ernie Isley, you know, kind of took that baton that Hendrix, of course, unfortunately passed away and kind of just gave that baton to Ernie, and Ernie killed it.
Wow.
Just amazing.
Just amazing. Yep.
Man.
And before that,
yes, talk about it. Both versions.
Dynasty. was the second version of Here I Am that Don Fleming played. And then prior to that was the same song by Midnight Star, the creators of the song. They wrote the song, but Dynasty recorded it first. And then Midnight Star decided to put it out themselves because they loved their song so much. And so... Man, it sounded exactly the same to me. I couldn't tell the difference.
you did it. You know? You said you gave me an analogy earlier talking about the girlfriend. Mention that again. That was hilarious.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like, okay, so, you know, Dynasty has written a lot of songs for the artists over at Solar. So any of the songs for Shalamar, because we did everything for Shalamar, Dynasty, and for the Whispers, It's a Love Thing, and the beat goes on. People Are Loving Me, Emergency, all the up-tempo slam jamming songs that you fell in love with, this is Dynasty songs, right? We did those songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if we would have turned around and went and re-recorded it, it would have been like, what are you guys doing? It's like, wait a minute, you gave us, it's like a guy breaking up with a girl and then somebody else get her and then he wants her back. Like, hold on, dog. No, you can't. That's my, she's
that
mine.
That was so
now.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You let her go, man. You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So we go to, I'm holding on. So, but anyway, but I, you know, I all due respect, I love Midnight Star. They're one of the best bands in the land. And I mean, if you ever see those guys live, you would know that they are some bad, bad boys. So, you know,
I concur.
So they, it's not like they needed the song. They just, it was theirs. So they just put it on their record. They didn't need it because they got some much other stuff that's, whoa, that's on fire. You know, So, but anyway, they're my brothers. We're family, brothers and my aunt. I'm all good with it, man. And that was our history. That was so long ago. And I loved them to death. And we didn't have any problem then when they did it. So I never even knew it existed until Don Fleming told me about it. I never knew they put it out on their own record. So that's like, whoa, really? Seriously? That was a shock to me. But anyway,
man, you know what? The cool thing about that, man, is that you have both versions. You have both amazing versions. You guys did it first. Of course, Midnight Star wrote it. They decided to put it on their Standing Together album. And I can hear the similarities. If I'm not mistaken, Melvin Gentry is singing lead on Midnight Star, and Kevin is singing lead with Dynasty. And I can hear the similarities. But, you know,
right.
But I can definitely kind of hear. Go ahead.
Well, that's the difference, those two lead vocals, because all the backgrounds sound exactly the same. But the two lead vocalists, mm-hmm. you can hear the difference in Kevin's timbre and Melvin's timbre. And so it's all good.
Man, we got to have them back. We got to have them on, man. Man, I'd love to get Midnight Star on the show. Make that happen, Wardell. You got them on Rolodex.
I'm
just messing with you.
I talk to Gant all the time. Gant's the bass player, and he's the guy that does all the low vocal stuff. So I talk to him periodically and stuff, and I'll see what I can do.
Well, it's all good, guys. Again, you guys are listening to Solar Records Radio, Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr., giving you a little history lesson right there. Usually we save that for Friday, but I had to do a little Solar block because this is Solar Records Radio. It's only fair, Wardell. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
What?
You know what, though? Go ahead.
No, you said, I thought you said give me a history lesson. I didn't know what you're.
No, you gave us a history lesson.
Oh, okay.
No, you gave us a history lesson on it, and it's all good. Usually we save that for Friday with Solar, but hey, I had to do it today, man. Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I want to take you guys back to the year 1987, giving you some music from Club Nouveau. This is called Why You Treat Me So Bad. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Thank you.
I know I do today. You told me that you've never hurt me, girl, you just tore my life apart. Tell me, baby, why'd you do it? Won't you bring me back my heart? I tried to understand it, baby. I searched my heart inside my mind. I searched the depths of my soul, so baby, there was nothing there to find. You told me that you'd never leave me, girl, you just went and told a lie. Tell me, baby, why'd you do it? Why'd you make me wanna cry?
Why you treat me so bad? I'm gonna tell you the deal. You tell me that I'll hurt you. I don't know what you're talking about. I try to love you, try to hold you, but you always seem to die. You told me that you didn't trust me and you didn't want me around to put somebody else show interest. Now you walk around with a frown. I'm sorry that you say I hurt you, but you know you hurt me too.
I'm begging you, baby, I need you back, because I'm still in love with you.
That was music from the Jones Girls, giving you a little Philly soul right there. Of course, they were from Detroit, and I always call them the first ladies of the Motown Philly sound. Of course, a lot of artists that came from Motown in Detroit went to Philly International. Of course, the Jones Girls were one of those ladies. Of course, they were sisters, rest in peace, of course, to Valerie and Brenda. Of course, Miss Shirley Jones, she is still out there doing shows and still loving life. So sending a shout-out again to Miss Shirley Jones out there. She was on the show May of 2020, if I'm not mistaken, and she was just amazing, amazing. Hopefully we can get her back on. Of course, from 1979, music from the Jones Girls, Who Can I Run To? And, of course, people in my generation remember, of course, Escape did their version in 95, if I'm not mistaken, of course. But I love both versions. A little nod to the Jones Girls, because, of course, they were the originators. Again, shout-out to the Jones Girls. Shout-out to Miss Shirley Jones. Before that, from 1983, from the Living My Life album, of course, that is Miss Grace Jones. Of course, that was My Jamaican Guy. I love that song, man. I love Grace Jones. She scared me, but I loved her. She was just an amazing, amazing artist. Of course, I remember her from, if I'm not mistaken, was it Conan the Destroyer? She was in that, and then she had this movie called Vamp, where she was like this female seductress vampire thing. She had this thing going on. I remember seeing that movie, getting scared. I only saw it once. I do not remember it, so don't even ask me. I just remember the name, and I remember it scaring the hell out of me. So, but and of course, remember her from Boomerang. You know, she was Strong Jay. And she, you know, she was buck wild, like Eddie Murphy said in the movie. Strong Jay is buck wild, and of course, Grace Jones is a buck wild. So shout out to Grace Jones from 1983. My Jamaican Guy, and of course started off the block from 1987, Club Nouveau, straight out of Sacramento, Sactown, Sacramento, California, Why You Treat Me So Bad, and everybody used that as a sample. You know, I started singing I Got Five on them, and I'm like, wait a minute, don't do that. It's all good, though. The beauty of the sampling, especially now in the YouTube age, people go back and go into that rabbit hole of finding the original, and then they fall in love with it, and then they find other originals. And that's one of the good aspects, the good virtues of sampling. I hope artists, those older artists are getting paid, you know, especially, you know, giving them their flowers while they're still here. Of course, if they're not here, you know, their estate, whatever, however that works. But definitely, I love the fact that, you know, the art of sampling, again, it's kind of a double-edged sword, but I think on the positive end of that is that kids can kind of go back and find the original and, again, go down that rabbit hole of finding great music and, you know, maybe listening to things like, you know, listening to that music and give them some type of a spark to make great music. Hopefully. It's just my opinion. And, of course, again, we got about an hour, 5 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. I do this every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Like I said, I do this show and I do Thursday show. I'm the old school guy. I'm the old school R&B cat. You know, that's me. I love hip hop. You know what? Speaking of hip hop, I got to jump into a little hip hop. I'm going to throw a little curveball and give you a classic. I want to take you guys back. This is one of my all-time favorites. I remember growing up, listening to it. I was 10 years old, and I was in Los Angeles, and while I was in L.A., you know, seeing all of the B-boys and all of the, yes, gangbangers in their free time. They were out breakdancing and popping and locking, and of course, you hear about Uncle Jam's Army and, you know, the Egyptian Lover and all of these cats that came out of L.A. and Uncle Jam's Army and World of Wheels, the skating rink, all of these L.A. memories. In the summer of 84, I was out there and I enjoyed it. So let's go ahead and take you back to 1984, give you a classic from the Escape album. This is Houdini. The name of the song is called 5 Minutes of Funk. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Mm-hmm.
probably won't leave until the thing ends. But in the meantime, and in between time, if you work your thing, then I work mine. We came here together so we could have fun. Me and you, baby, going one-on-one. Now this is the last dance for us to get off. So either get loose or you ought to get lost. Cause I'm just about ready to do my thing. Cause I'm a Stone Cold New York rap machine. I'ma give you what I got, and baby, that's plenty. And never has one man rocked so many. I'ma make you wet and make you sweat. Just to see how funky you can get. Now when I'm on the mic, I do serve well. And I go by the name of the rapper Ja Lil. Now sit back, relax, put on your headgear. You ready for a trip through the atmosphere? Gonna take you for a ride through the twilight zone. I don't need a spaceship, I use my microphone. So hold on tight with all your might, cause I'll be rocking like this for the rest of the night. It's Ja Lil, y'all, your master rapper. And when I'm on the mic, it's a sheer disaster. Cause MCs crumble when we rumble. Some take a fall just because I'm humble. So all you MCs, I hope you're real good listeners. Cause in this battle, I'm taking no prisoners. I'm playing MCs right on the spot. Cause I'm the master of the rap, the doctor of the rap. The jack of all trades, the master of one. And the thing I master is called having fun. We got 3 minutes left to rock this funk. To separate the good stuff from the junk. So get in the groove and feel the sound. And once you're inside, spread yourself around. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. Come on, master, we can get funky while we got it. From the start, we used to get together at the dark. Sometimes we rap, sometimes we sing. In the summer or the winter, cause it ain't no thing. And ever since I first came round, side by side, we would throw down. We came here to this here place to serve you all right to your face. Because this jam here is our showstopper. We did more than you took, but I guess we got it. With the man of the hour, make the ladies scream and holler. Too hot to drop, too sweet to be sour. I'm gonna set the record straight, and I hope that it is not too late. Best. I won't sell it for less. Put your money on me, I'm your best bet. Come on, one for the trouble, two for the bank, three for the ladies, four for the play, 5 minutes of funk. This ain't no dump. So pull your bottom off the tree stump. Ladies real pretty, city to city. But now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. I'm gonna rock on why I still got them. I'll rap and shower, have style and power. And this, disco hour, I don't know if all of you have heard. So it's up to me to spread the word about the man that we feel has got to be real. I'm proud prince on the wheels of steel. He goes by the name of Grandmaster D. So if it's alright with you, it's alright with me. We're gonna rock you people's minds with ease, with some help from the mic show, if you please.
With Russian.
was music from Intro, of course, from 1993, Let Me Be the One. Before that, 1982, music from musical Youth, Pass the Dutchie. Not to be confused with Pass the Dutchie. You know, Dutchie, of course, what they explained meant cooking pot. Coochie, on the other hand, that means, you know, smoky smoke. So, couldn't be right with, you know, 10, 11, 12, 14-year-old kids talking about pass the smoky smoke, but pass the cooking pot because they were hungry. So, you guys get it. That was musical Youth. And, of course, started the block off. Houdini, 5 Minutes of Funk, Rest in Peace to Ecstasy. Of course, one of the coolest brothers. Got a chance to meet him. Met him around 2001, 2002. When they came to Little Rock and performed, and Grandmaster D, after the set, Grandmaster D, actually when Ecstasy left, he came back because Grandmaster D ended up doing at least 45 minutes to an hour of just mixing music, and everybody's getting ready to leave, and he just stayed and just started mixing, and everybody started turning back around and like watching him, and you know, gave him, and then Ecstasy came back and, you know, was just kind of hyping the crowd. So, rest in peace, man. You know, and then shout out to Grandmaster D and Jahlil Houdini, pioneers of hip hop. Of course, 48 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you tell a friend. You're on Facebook. Check out Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. And also, I want to remind you, we have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio. And, of course, donate, if you can, donate to the show, because we want to make every show better than the last one. And we want to thank you guys for tuning in and supporting the show over the years. Again, 22 is going to be big. We're going to have great interviews. We're going to have great music, great old school music. That's how I do it every Monday and, of course, every Thursday. And I hang with Wardell during the week, you know, whether indie jazz on Wednesday and, of course, Friday, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records because, hey, he's from Solar Records. He did his thing at Solar Records. And I'm just amazed that I know this brother. So shout out to Wardell. And speak of the angel. Wardell is here. He's back on the show hanging out with me. What's up, man? Did you get a chance to eat?
Oh, yes. Yes, dinner was great. I'm so grateful. So, actually, to tell the truth, I had TV dinners, and it wasn't that good. But it was good to do it with my wife, eat dinner with her. So that was a good part.
That's the
food.
Important part.
The food sucked. It really bad sucked. Sorry, tell the truth. But the truth is the truth.
Man.
I said, it's not your fault. It did look good on the bus. Every once in a while we get lazy and it's raining so hard and we've been running around. It's like, that's not cooked. So, it's all good.
You know what, Wardell?
You're damning.
I'd have put you on the spot. And you play the next song, but I ain't going to do you like that. Because you just
you
got back. Your belly's full.
No.
Huh?
I'm ready like Freddy.
You ready? Well, I tell you
ready,
what, man.
Like ready.
I want you to... This is your block. This is Wardell's block. So I want you to go into the next song. This is your block. The next three songs, do your thing. You got the pole position, man, so talk to the people.
Oh, man, that is so nice. Thank you, sir. Old School Monday, Don Fleming and Wardell Potts. And so I'm going to take you guys back, you know, because I love the 60s, 70s, and the 80s, and some of the stuff in the 90s and the 2000s. So I'm cool with all that stuff. But anyway, I'm going to go back where I'm real comfortable and real, and I enjoyed this music.
Hey,
it was really,
this is your world. This is your world.
Okay, you're just a squirrel, right? Okay. All right.
Boom, boom.
All right, guys. Well, here we go. Back down memory lane together here on Soul Out Records Radio. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr.
Played my looking back, but my face is not in sight. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? Baby, let me change my mind. I'm so wasting my time.
Don't waste your time. understand just what it means when a man comes to you with his little heart in his hand just to love you. Just to get up next to you and hold you. Oh, baby! You say that I'm wasting my time. Well, it's my time, baby. You better listen to me. Saying I'm loving you. Just to hold you, just to squeeze you. And all I wanna do is get next to you and please, please, please you, baby. You see where I'm coming from?
Old school's in the house.
What
guys.
A block. Woo. What a block.
Yes.
I love this. I loved it. I was swaying in my chair.
All right. Still a young man. That's no other than, who is that, Don?
Tower. It was Tower of Power.
Tower of Power. There you go. Don goes back.
You're still a young man. Yeah.
Yeah, and then before that, you remember that? Can I change
Tyrone
my mind?
Davis.
Now you know
Tyrone Davis.
Can I hold? Wait a minute. Wait, hold. What do you mean, dog? Can you change your mind? I thought you were gone.
Oh, no. See, you tried to incorporate it in the show.
He's like, wait, hold on. No. I can I change my mind? No. And you know, the whole thing, he was waiting for her to go, okay, baby, I'm sorry, don't go. But she didn't say nothing. She just was like looking like, get all your stuff and leave, since she said you leave and go on and get it. And he was waiting for her to say something. Come on, baby, say something. Yeah, and she didn't say nothing. He turned around. Can I change my mind? You know, and I
that's
guess
funny.
That's supposed to be a thing. I guess that's supposed to be a thing, right? It's supposed to be like, you know,
right.
Hey, listen, you know what? Hey, I can't change my mind. I think I made a bad decision. But he makes it into a song. Can I change? Trying to make it cool, but he was really eating his own words. I'm sorry, baby. I'm so sorry. All right. Don't let me go. I don't want to leave you. Now, I'm talking about the songwriter, not Tyrone Davis. Rest in peace.
That guy, yeah, of course.
Yeah, the guy. Was,
of course.
Because I guess there was so many stories like that, right? And then we started off the block with the Michael Jackson.
Yes, Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. Of course, that was from 1972 from his Got to Be There album. Of course, Jackson 5 was in the background doing what they did, but of course, this was Michael Jackson, and I Want to Be Where You Are. I love that.
Now, notice that, you know, not only did he change his mind, but he wanted to be where she is.
You are really corny tonight. No, it's all good. I love it. I get it. You're incorporating this into the show. The name of the song into the show. I get it.
I'm just saying, you know, we a lot of us guys, we talk a lot of crap, you know, but we always cry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Shoot, I messed up. I changed my mind. And so, but anyway, it's all good. That's the power of love right there, the power of a woman, and make you write all these love songs about them. And so I I'm guilty of it. I write love songs about them all the time. I actually wrote a song when I was not doing so well in my relationship, and the song is called "Show Me the Way" by Regina Bell. Y'all know that song? Y'all know that song, Show Me the Way? Very
good. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why I wrote it, because I needed her to show me how she wanted to be loved, because, you know, like, if I'm getting closer, yeah, that's it, baby, right there. Just keep doing that. Keep bringing me flowers, or keep picking me up from work, or keep, you know, just showing me that you love me. That's what I want you to do. That's showing somebody. Because we teach people how to treat us. We really do. If we allow someone to abuse us in a relationship, we allow it, then we're teaching them that it's okay for me to do that. And if we don't allow them, we're teaching them that it's not okay. And so it's important. Words matter. Words matter, you know. And so.
Well, you preach it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Relationships were made to for our enjoyment, right? Not for harm. It was, you know, God didn't want us to be lonely, and so He gave us a woman, and we're supposed to love them and cherish them and take care of them, and vice versa, you know, and not all this, you know, craziness that happens in relationships. And I've been in those kind of relationships where it was a little crazy and a little rough. And it's really not a good place to be. People go to jail behind that stuff. People commit suicide behind bad relationships. People, you know, I mean, they kill themselves behind bad relationships. So relationships are so powerful because God made them for us to have, but we have to do the right thing with them. We have to love each other. You know, and it's not just an intimate relationship. It could just be a friendship relationship. Don't let your friend down. Don't treat your friend like a bald-headed stepchild when they come over and they need to talk to
Lord.
You. And you ain't got time. You ain't got time for them. You know, if you're going to be a friend, be a friend. So, but anyway.
Save that for tomorrow. Save all of that wisdom for tomorrow with you in Phoenix. I might call in and hang out with you. I want to remind you guys, this is it, of course, and then, of course, mixing it up tomorrow on a Tuesday from actually 3 to 5 or 3 to 4. We're going to just mix it up. Well, not mix it up. We're going to talk a little bit about whatever topics that Wardell wants to talk about. It's going to be Phoenix, Wardell, and myself, and then from 3 to 4, actually, from 4 to 5 is going to be mixing up the music. So this is it. And then the next hour is we're going to mix it up with a little music. Doesn't matter what genre, because it's just a whole smorgasbord of music tomorrow. So tune in from 3 to 4. This is it. And then from 4 to 5 for mixing it up. So we got about another 26 minutes left of the show. Go ahead. You got the floor.
I'm sorry. No, I just wanted to say that, you know, so people understand. When we say mix it up, we're mixing. We're playing all the music that we play throughout the week, because we have different genres of music that we play throughout the week. So we're going to bring it all together in one hour. And so that's, you know, so we're just, that's what mix it up is all about. So we're just giving you kind of a taste of what happens the whole week.
I feel you there. Well, since we got about another 25 minutes left, let's go ahead and continue on this block. I'm going to take you guys back to the year 1984, something about 1984. Music from the SOS Band, the Sounds of Success Band. It's called No One's Gonna Love You. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Wow, that's something else, guys. I'm gonna sneak this in. Since Don gave me the controls here for a second, did you know that Prince had a sister, and she was recording. She actually did some recordings, and I wrote a song for her. And you guys probably never heard this way back in 1988. And so I did this song on her. So since this is Throwback Monday, I want to play this throwback song on Prince's sister. Her name is Tyka Nelson. And the name of the song I did on her is called Be Good to Me. Check it out on Soul Out Records Radio.
Where you gonna go? You know I can't go on her. You know I can't go on her.
Right there, right? That's your generation right there. They, I mean, I'm
yeah, ooh,
sales,
on the
man.
TLC tip. That was from the album Ooh on the TLC tip. I just like saying that, of course, from 1992. TLC, Baby, Baby, Baby. And you, and that was a beautiful song by Tyka Nelson, man. Wow. What's the name of the song? Be Good to Me?
Yes. And then I just want you guys to know that Baby, 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 my daughter was born in 1990. And in 1992, you said, right, Don, Baby, Baby, Baby? 1992 mm-hmm. with TLC. My daughter, that's the first time we ever heard her singing. And hardly even, I mean, I put a whole sentence together like that. It's only baby. She's in the car seat, right? In the back, we're in the car. And all of a sudden, I turned the music down to say something. And she was baby, baby, baby. I was like, what?
Oh, my goodness. And you know what's so crazy is I graduated high school in 1992. And it's just, I mean, we're coming up on our 30-year class reunion. And I'm still mind blown by that, you know. I love the fact, and I do, I kid you not, I love the fact that you call me a youngin, you know. I'm a little brother, or but it's like I feel so weird that we're coming up on 30 years since I've graduated from high school. And wow 1992, man, that's crazy.
Yes she was born the end of 1990, so she was only like about one in a couple of months or so, whatever. And to hear her just starting to sing, I was like, whoa, go ahead, Ariel. But anyway, and you started the block off with the SOS band.
Boy, no one's going to love you. The sounds of success.
Yeah, no one's going to. Is that who you started it off with? No One's Gonna Love You. Yeah, that's a beautiful song.
Yes. No One's Gonna Love You by the SOS band.
Wow. Well,
we got
show,
about
man.
Another 6 minutes left. Thank you for contributing and hanging out with me, man, because it is definitely a great show. That block that you gave us with the Tyrone Davis and the Tower of Power, man.
Yeah,
man. I came back upstairs. Yeah. I came because I have my Bluetooth headphones on, so I'm downstairs cooking, and I'm like, "You're still a young man." Oh no, he's busting out. I got to go back upstairs. So I'm sitting in the chair grooving. I'm grooving to that block, man. So I appreciate you hitting us up with that block, man. I appreciate you guys just chilling and co-hosting the show with me, man. I really, really, really appreciate it.
I have a favor.
Talk to me.
The last song is a song that I wrote that people probably never heard it before. It's on the Whispers album. It's called Sweet Sensation. Now, if you haven't had any plans to play anything, I would ask,
dude,
and then I give you that.
I'll give come you on that. Now. Come on now.
And
come
give,
on now.
And
this
you,
is me. This
give,
is me.
I'll give you. We're playing double dutch here vocally. Vocal double dutch.
I go.
So,
come
and
on
I'll
now.
Give you, I know. And I'll give you the closing song tomorrow night. Yeah.
It's all good, man. Again, want to thank everybody for tuning in. Want to thank all of you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you so much for, again, 2022. We're on to do some big things. And again, whether it's interviews, whether it's just hanging out and just the conversations and things like that. So just make sure you guys tune in to Solar Records Radio. And again, 2022 is going to be nice, man. It's going to be nice. So without further ado, guys, I want to wish you guys a safe and prosperous Monday night. We'll see you guys tomorrow. This is it. From 3 to 4, and of course, mixing it up, music, soul, funk, easy rock, pop, easy listening, whatever. I guess easy listening and easy rock are the same thing, but we're just going to mix it up from 4 to 5 tomorrow, so make sure you guys tune in. And in the meantime, going to close it out. Wardell, please do the honors, brother. Say, I'm gone, man. Goodbye, guys. Enjoy.
Hey, guys. So check it out. This is a song I did on the Whispers. You probably never heard it. It was a cover song, but I love it. I still love it. It's called Sweet Sensation. Have a blessed night. Love you. Appreciate you.